what would you say is a balance between playing and learning? Or how do you think we should balance playing and learning? Maybe for the different age groups, it can vary. But what do you think should the balance be with respect to the different ages for playing and learning? Or mixing play and learning?
Oh, okay. So I'd say every playing should be learning.
Okay.
So if you watch the Squid Game, so let us play. But in the plane, some survived and some did not survive.
Okay.
Which means there was a skill to survival within the game. So every plane is orchestrated to have a learning such that you win. So
interesting.
Humans are moved by winning.
Okay.
So whether you're playing soccer, you're interested in winning.
Okay.
And you need to learn a skill to win. So every plane should be orchestrated to learn.
To learn.
Okay. So there's no plane that should go waste. If you don't have a plan for the plane, then it's wasted plane.
Plane. Wow.
Because you didn't orchestrate the plane to lead to learn.
Now, I've never looked at it like that. Like, yes, I've thought of plane learning and yes, we execute it on a similar level, but the execution of plane is learning, basically, in the process of... That's okay. I have to listen to this podcast again myself. Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. That was very insightful. Okay. Okay. Now, what do you think should be the focus of child's education? Or when we are training our children, what should we focus on with respect to the different age groups or the different ages when the child is growing?
Oh, okay. That is an interesting one. So I've been dealing with some kids. I used to be a Sunday school teacher, and I have a robotics club for very young ones. And I classify training of children into some distinct age groupings. The first group is from age 0 to 7. The second group is from age 7 to 14, and then from 14 to 21.
Okay.
Above 21, I consider it done and gone. So let's focus on age 0 to 7. So the focus of a child's training between the age 0 to 7, actually, I think that within that age group, the child is actually learning from his or her environments, as opposed to the child being trained.
Okay.
So we need to orchestrate the environment such that the child will pick the right signals from the environment in the direction we want them to go. Within that age, virtually the child is copying.
Yeah.
They are copying from their environment. So whatever you want to orchestrate in that environment to influence them, that's the time to do it. What you hang on the wall makes a meaning at that age.
Yeah.
If you are a father and you are seeing coding for the time, you might think you are not influencing your child, but you are influencing the signals they are picking from their environment, and you'll be surprised they would pick up those coding interest. So within the bracket of age 0 to 7, I think our role in the child's education is indirect, is to orchestrate an environment that will shift the interest towards where we want their interest to be. So if we foresee the fourth industrial revolution coming, what do we put in our environment to push their minds or to make them pick signals relevant for building interest in that direction?
So more like an indirect form of education.
Education, yeah.
Right.
That's not the time to try to tell the child, say this, do it.
Okay.
You are doing a lot of, let's say you are wasting a lot of effort.
Effort.
Spend that effort orchestrating the environment, and they will copy from that environment. Yeah. Then the next age bracket, it's the age 7 to 14. For me, that is one of the most important age brackets. And I believe that is where the principle that was applied to me works. Train up the child the way he should grow. So at that time, the child has a language and comprehends that language to some extent. So you can formulate instructions in that language and pass it directly to the child. In that way, you are touching the mind of the child directly. And because he or she has no other perception, he just takes that as truth. So whatever you put together and put in that mind, the mind considers it as truth.
As truth, yeah.
So they just pick it up like that, and anything that we accept as truth, we latch on to it and we live by it. So if we make them pick up science at that age, they pick science as truth and okay. they live by it. If they pick up religion at that stage, they pick it as truth. They live by it. Mm-hmm. If they pick up whatever they pick up at that stage, they live by it and it becomes truth to them. So within that age, that is the best time to do your training. You may not be training any high-level concepts, but the fundamentals of all concepts should be put
established at that age.
Mathematical principles, the basic principles of mathematics, they should understand binary indices. Those things should be cooked at that stage.
What skills will you recommend for your children to have at an early age and why?
Okay, so at an early age, for my children, the most important skill is critical thinking skills.
Okay.
The reason is that let me add an analytical skills.
Okay.
So every principle that they will ever learn, they would have to make a meaning for themselves before they can accept it as truth.
Okay.
And that is how people struggle to learn, because until they can understand. But what do we mean by understanding? Understanding is having some conviction in your mind that it is true. And human beings are treated as logical creatures. So until they can logically make meaning of the content you are giving them, they can't accept that as truth. And it becomes difficult for them to learn. So we may see some kids struggling in life. So this child is not good at math. Not that the child is not good at math. He's not finding the right connection to establish truth for themselves. So people can just look at this and copy because they've accepted copying as facts.
Yeah.
But how much can you copy? So for me, the most important skill that my children should have is the ability to critically think through, understand or analyze and make a truth for themselves. And the sky is their limit. Surprisingly, that helped me a lot because, you know, I tell people that way back in class 3, I used to repeat. He's not good. He has to repeat the class. And when I discovered that I had to establish truth for myself and think through stuff, it changed everything.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, so a quick one. Do you think our education, if you look at our education from primary to GHS to SHS, whether it's GS, you just focus on GS because that's you know what the majority of our students do. Do you think our system should be reformed totally? Should it be overhauled? Or do you think other educational systems should be created, right? So that maybe person A can go through the normal education, person B can decide to go through another form of education, whether it's homeschool, whatever. Do you think that we need to overhaul education at all? Or is it okay? Or do you think that we should just create complements, you know, things that complement, like maybe clubs or whatever we can create in addition to that to help?
Okay, so my answer might be quite strange.
Okay.
Our education system is solid.
Okay.
What we need to overhaul is the people delivering the content. Not the content.
Okay.
See, the content we use in the education system are proven scientific principles.
Okay.
Take the math syllabus, take the science syllabus, take any syllabus that we have in Ghana. It is no different from any scientific principles or scientific knowledge created anywhere on this planet.
Okay.
It's the same.
So you think that the content is good, but the delivering
the people delivering.
Okay.
So if we need anything to change, it is the people delivering the content that need the change, not the content.
Okay.
A tool is only as useful
as the one using the tool.
So who is using the content to teach? That person should be the focus, not the content. I see a lot of people attacking our course structure, course content, curriculum, and all of those things. Oh, and the content is outdated. See, tell you what, all my friends who have passed through the Ghanaian education system, including myself, and have tasted education elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
every class that we fit in, we almost come to it. On what foundation are we coming to?
Okay.
The foundations we took from here.
Yeah.
So I would say that if we want the output to be different, the focus should be on those delivering the content. And not the content.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't expect that answer though, but very, very insightful. Okay.
There may be some additions, of course. I will not overlook that side. But you see, the additions, most of them, I don't think need mainstreaming.
Mm.
So look at something like robotics.
Okay.
Like electronics. To mainstream robotics as a course at the basic level, the child, you have to like mainstream electronics.
Yeah.
That's the basic level. And
the basic level.
To teach pure like electronics at the basic level, I think it's way beyond. The child will have to understand principles. I did.
Yeah.
Northeast theory and all of those principles. You need to find a way to break it out. And that I don't think, and I don't see.
We want to talk about the Ghana Robotics Academy Foundation, and I know you to play a key role. So can you tell us a little bit about Ghana Robotics Academy Foundation, what you do there, and how you are connected to them?
Okay, so let me start by appreciating Dr. Trebi Olenu Ashite,
okay.
Of the NASA Jet Propulsion Lab, for conceiving the idea to start an initiative like that, and Dr. Yao Okrikuyirenchi, who is the country director and a founding member of the Ghana Robotics Academy Foundation. So in short, the foundation is set up to inspire young Ghanaians towards picking interest in STEM-related careers.
Okay.
That is the sole objective. My role with the Ghana Robotics Academy Foundation, I am the chief trainer and the competition strategist for the Ghana Robotics Academy Foundation. And what I do is to basically walk students of different age groups through their learning journey, right from age 0 through to age 21.
Okay.
And to help them strategically think about problem-solving skills. So we pick math science principles that they are learning in the classroom. We translate them into practical solutions using the robot as a tool to implement those solutions. And we have done in the past or so far is that we've created a stream. So the kids are picked at very young age. We groom them, and we now have like senior high schools who actually feed from the clubs that we have.
Okay.
And that is one way that we've achieved quite some success. Like you'd see Ghana consecutively winning like the Rovers World Championship for 3 years. CNN came down to check what is happening. How are we doing? It's because we have taken control of like the education or the training of the students from a very young age. And we have a stream all the way into the senior high school. So I'm the chief trainer and the competition strategist.
Wow. Okay. How does someone join Ghana Robotics Foundation? Be it the competition, how does someone become a part of Ghana Robotics? And also talk about the competitions. What kind of competitions do you guys even
Okay. have? So first of all, the initiative that is run by the Ghana Robotics Academy Foundation, the flagship program is the Robotics Inspired Science Education Program.
Okay.
It is an open program, open to schools, open to churches, open to mosques, open to individuals, open to homes. All you need is a set of students that you want to inspire. And you basically don't have to pay anything as registration to join. All you need to do is that every year, we share a problem, what we call the RISE problem.
Mm-hmm.
There are two problems. We have the Autonomous Rescue Challenge and the Multi-Grain Color Sorter. These are the flagship competitions. We also have like an exhibition category. So once you sign up to, when we say sign up, once you decide that you would solve any of these problems,
okay.
We support you with training remotely and physically when the time is available or when we have time. We provide learning materials, training content. I do online videos. I share it with the community. Anybody who has decided to take part in the national competitions. So in September, late September to early October, we have competitions in four zones in Ghana. One in the northern region, one in Kumase, one in Accra, and one in Cape Coast. So the country is divided into the northern belt, the middle belt, southeastern belt, and southwestern belt. From these competitions, we select, we rank at, a national ranking. We are the sole representative of two major international competitions, the RoboFest World Championship and the World Robot Olympiad.
Okay.
So from
WRO.
WRO, yeah. So from this list, the teams that took part in the national competition, we select, they are the only people who we are going to work with for the international.
Okay.
And it makes sense because you cannot just be interested in world problems when you are not interested in national problems. So you should have solved a national problem in the previous year to qualify to represent Ghana in the internationals. So from the teams that have decided to represent or have come top in the national competitions, we seed them and then we prepare them extra.
What should the competence level of a student be like? What do you think a student should know, be able to do for him to be successful at any of your competitions?
Okay. So, successful at our competitions, I'm trying to separate the two. So, at the competition ground, virtually you've done all the work. Because we give the problem like a year ahead, you've worked. So, at the competition ground, strategy is everything. Strategy is everything. You can have the best of solutions. If you're not strategic, you are not going to do well. So, strategy is very key. The single most important thing. And aside strategy, I would also say the ability to think on your feet, because at the competition ground, we throw in unknown tasks that students will have to think on their feet and solve instantly. So, yeah, strategy and by thinking on your feet.